Dan Goldstein is here with Brown, Goldstein, and Levy. Dan, and when I used to be a director of technology at the National Federation of the Blind, Dan and I worked very closely together on things like ATM access and access to America Online. Some of you remember that. And I'd like to have, I promised Dan I'd give him a few minutes to say what he wishes to say. So here, let's hear from Dan Goldstein.
Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. I want to try to persuade you to talk to me. I know that talking to a lawyer is up there with good canals without anesthetics and other fun chores, but there are a couple of things we want to work on over the next year, and I'm looking for help on them. The first is that Curtis has been bending my ear for about 2 years now about CAPTCHA and the obstacles that CAPTCHA creates to computer users. And I need to hear from you if you have encountered problems with that. If you've been banking online for years and all of a sudden you can't do it anymore because the security requires you to enter letters and numerals through CAPTCHA, or if there's some other website that you regularly use that you can't use anymore because of CAPTCHA, I need to hear about it. And I'm going to tell you in a minute how to get a hold of me, but this is one where we really need your help. The second thing where I could really use your help is with respect to kiosks. If there are kiosks, and I'm not talking about airport kiosks because we have a special issue there, but non-airport kiosks that are inaccessible that you would like to be using, I'd like to talk with you about that and find out what kiosks are posing what kinds of problems. And then third, we're very interested in some of the obstacles for distance learning. Websites that are inaccessible if you are, you know, a graduate student or a student somewhere, you're not able to get your syllabus, or you are able to get your syllabus, but you're not able to engage in colloquy with your students and your teacher, or you've tried to enroll for distance learning, like University of Phoenix, something like that, and you have encountered problems. I'm very interested to hear about that. These are all issues that we hope to do something about during this coming year, and but the only way we can do something about them is if we have real-life examples of difficulties that people have encountered. And I know we're going to hear a lot. I'm going to hear a lot from you guys about CAPTCHA because otherwise, why would Curtis have been calling me every other week, bugging me about that issue? So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you. So how do you get in touch with me? A couple of different ways. I'm in room 3001, so you can call and leave a message. My email address is dfg, as in Daniel Frank Goldstein, dfg@browngold.com. I'll say that again. It's dfg@browngold.com.
E-R-O-W-N-G-O-L-D?
That's correct.
E-R-O-W-N-G-O-L-D.
I'm also going to leave at the front table here some of my cards and the firm website, which has been certified as accessible by the National Federation of Blind. The address for the firm website is brailed onto my business cards. So I'll leave some of those up front.
So that's a quick question. If we don't have something here, if we have your card and we go on a website when we get home and something goes bizarre, we email you and say, hey, this website here just messed me up. Is that what you want to do?
Please.
Okay.
I'd be very pleased if you did that. So I've taken enough of the time away from this important meeting, but thank you all, and I look forward to speaking with a number of you during the convention.
Curtis?
Could you take a minute and list the major web CAPTCHA locations that you know are problems that we don't need to bother you about, like PayPal?
Yeah. PayPal is not necessary. Well, it is a problem, I guess. You're right.
Actually, you need to educate me from the ground up because
Hotmail.
Some of these I know have changed to having a voice option, but I did not know. So PayPal is an issue.
Well, here, let me summarize this for you, Dan. Let me have the mic.
Oops,
we are being recorded, and we're being recorded. I'd like some of this to go on.
It's hard for a lawyer to give up the mic.
I know it is, but I could be the judge in this case, so this is my courtroom, counselor. Just kidding. Okay, there are many of us have seen CAPTCHAs, which is a completely automated program to tell computers and humans apart, on sites where you have to sign up for accounts. We know, for example, about Hotmail. Although on Hotmail there is a sort of a crappy audio way to do it. If you can hear well. And we know about PayPal. And like Hotmail, there is a crappy audio way to do it if you can hear well. Yahoo doesn't do it anymore?
No, Yahoo has CAPTCHA, but no audio.
That's a pretty big one.
It's a huge one.
Yeah. MySpace.com is another. What?
Google.
Whoa, stop. Google is fixed. And as a matter of fact, Google has, in my opinion, probably one of the best audio alternatives. Although, you know, they deliberately have to make the voice somewhat difficult to interpret, because otherwise you could be the theory goes you could be writing software to hear, the voices, and you don't want them to do that either. But Google has done, I think, the most in terms of forward thinking with the voice part of the CAPTCHA. What we're looking for are the preferred sites that we're looking for are not the ones that have already put up the voice interface, as bad as they might be. I don't think that's going to help Dan as much.
No.
So the fact that Yahoo doesn't do it at all, that's significant.
Yeah.
What we're also looking for is the use of the CAPTCHA for more than just setting up an account. Susie, you stay right there. Don't you go away. We're looking for sites that are beginning to perhaps require you to enter this cool graphical thing every time. So, for example, a couple of years ago, our fine friends over at Network Solutions had this service called Whois. You Unix people know about Whois, right? Well, what they apparently did for a year and a half was they set up the Whois service so that a human being could not use it without responding to a CAPTCHA. And I am happy to report that after some pestering by me and a bunch of other people, we got that taken away because everybody figured it was kind of ridiculous, right? But that won't be the only example we come across. So what we want you to look out for are not the obvious ones. Here's one. Earthlink. There's one. If you set yourself up in Earthlink as a high-level spam-protected user, a recipient that you do not know is going to send an email to you, and they will get an automated message back saying, "Hey, bud, we don't believe you're human. You have to copy. You know, you have to respond to this and click on the graphic." So Earthlink, the one service that seems to be very popular with blind people, has no alternative for the visual CAPTCHA from the point of view of the email sender who is trying to send me legitimate email. If I, as an Earthlink customer, have chosen to adopt the highest level of anti-spam protection that they offer, right? Now, some of you know about this? Okay. That's the kind of information Daniel needs.
I was doing it to other people. I used Earthlink. I didn't know I was...
Well, you're not... If you don't know you're doing it unless they complain. I deliberately use what I call the standard level of protection, which doesn't affect... people, but if you are right. So Earthlink is one example. So what Dan is looking for is examples like that, where the CAPTCHA has become a serious and ongoing impediment to getting something done. If, for example, your bank starts to implement multi-factor authentication, which they could force you, I don't say that they all have, but some of them could say to you, "We need to verify that you're a human being, and so if you copy these characters, we believe you're human." And if they then proceed to do this just to log in, which, by the way, has tremendous appeal for them. That's what we're looking for. Somebody who wants to implement this across the board, right, on a day after day kind of basis, and where they provide no alternative that's non-visual. And frankly, I don't accept give us a phone call. Right, that does not do it.
Mr. President?
Nancy?
On the Earthlink thing, if you opt out of sending them the message that says you need to accept them, does that work?
No. Well, yes. You have less protection that way. But, I mean, I have an Earthlink account, and I do not choose the highest level of protection because I don't want my friends to get that nasty email message, right? So I don't do it. And if you're using standard Earthlink and you don't turn on the high level of protection, you're still good to go.
Brad Hodges?
Brad, yeah.
A couple things. I would encourage us at some future date to explore this issue in more depth. I think there are things on the horizon, such as photo identification, where they will show you a very obvious picture of a cat or a dog and ask you, what is this? Secondly, there are... I got an email account from a small organization, and we engaged in some email dialogue, and he used CAPTCHA and apologized profusely, and he said he would love to implement a voice alternative.
Right.
He's a small outfit, and where could he get it? So that's another side of it, too.
Well, he can check with Google, right? I mean, that's about as pervasive as it's going to get.
I don't know if they give it away.
Well, they won't give it away, but at least you can learn what the methodology is. I'm sure they developed that on their own. Okay, so that, Dan, is right. That's what you're looking for. That's what you want people to do.
Yep, I've got Brad's name down.
Brad Hodd, right. Okay, and we have recorded your email address, which, you know, we're going to post this meeting online, and so the audio of it, and so...
Applegris.pdf, select PDF document.
Stop that.
I don't like computers that interrupt me. I usually want the button to do the other thing around. So that's what we're looking for. Please... This is very serious stuff. If you know, we want accessibility to the web, we need accessibility to the web, and the only way, well, one of the ways that we're going to get it is if we take some action to communicate to the powers that be. Now, Dan is a go-getter. Dan is a lawyer who has been able to achieve victories where other people wouldn't have been able to achieve it. You know, and as I say, I work with him on the AOL stuff, and let me tell you, those guys at AOL did a complete turnaround after they met Dan.
It was after they met Curtis.
No, I'm trying. And we try to be reasonable with people. We try to be persuasive, and we're not looking to sue anybody unless they deserve it. If they deserve it, we're more than happy to. And so that's all Dan is trying to do right now because I've been after him.
I have to only sue people who deserve it?
Well, yes. I'm sorry, Dan. That is true. I've been after Dan for a couple of years, and he's right about this. I said, have you thought about the graphical verification problem? That's what I call it. Have you thought about it? And he goes, that's not an accessibility barrier. I said, yes, it is. D it. and so please help me by giving information to Dan to prove that I was right. Thank you.